Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. The shamrock has been synonymous with Ireland for centuries. But less well known is the role it played during the First World War in raising spirits and funds for, amongst others, the Red Cross. Limerick historian Liam Irwin takes up the story of the Countess of Limerick and the Shamrock League.
We are standing here in O'Connell Street in Limerick's main busy thoroughfare, close to a building which in 1901 became very famous for a rather unusual initiative, the Shamrock League. And this was set up by the Countess of Limerick, May Burke Irwin. She got the idea to use shamrock for two purposes, really. One, to send to the soldiers as a morale booster, but also to help raise money.
Where dear old Shannon flowing, where the thrilly shamrock grow, where me heart is, I am going to my little Irish home.
The Countess organized her friends, all of them gentry, all of them unionists, the Cleave family, Lady Cleave and her husband, who were the famous manufacturers of Cleve's toffee, and they organized people to gather the shamrock, and then the building, if it's no longer there, that we're near now, was where they organized the packing and the distribution of that shamrock. Initially used very elaborate tins. It does really involve the grassroots or shamrock roots of ordinary people in Limerick who did enthusiastically get involved.
Here in Limerick Museum we do actually have one of the boxes that was used to put the shamrock in. My name's Brian Hodkinson, I'm acting curator in the museum, and here we have one of the boxes. It's just a tin box with a hinged lid. I suppose it's a sort of beige colour, and with a portrait of Lady Limerick in the middle, and the names of some of the officials of the League either side, and at the top it says the Countess of Limerick Shamrock League. It's quite nicely decorated. Unsurprisingly, there's a lot of shamrock on on the lid. Bits in the corner and around the portrait of the Countess.
Countess of Limerick even, what today we call, she organised a pop-up shop in Bond Street in London in 1915 and raised somewhere between £1,500 and £2,000 at that stage. By then she was donating the proceeds to the Red Cross in the context of the war. When the war was over, the Shamrock League seems to gradually fade away. By then, certainly the Limerick side of it was very much being run by the Cleave family, and the Cleave's workers were the people, very largely, who were collecting the shamrock and then packing it and arranging further distribution of it to London. They weren't using the elaborate tins at that stage. They were sending kind of green and white cardboard containers, I think. Indeed, all over County Limerick, people seem to have been enthusiastically involved in collecting the shamrock. The Earl of Dunraven is on record in 1915 that he would dig up all of County Limerick, as it were, to get shamrock. But also the families who had relatives in the British Army, they were obviously keen to be involved in that, and this was something that they could do both for them and for the widows and dependents where the money raised was actually going to as well.
And the moment that I meet her with a hug and kiss, I'll greet her, for there's not a colour
after the war had ended, the fortunes of Cleves declined. In fact, they effectively went out of business. Huge amounts of Cleves coffee was actually sent to the troops, enormous quantities of it. And as far as one can see, the Shamrock League faded away as well. But of course, the tradition that it had started of people sending Shamrock abroad is something that continued and was very popular for a long time.
The Shamrock League in Limerick. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.